Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, here we go again. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This is for all of the people that think they're so swift. First to giggle. And like I say, this, and then we go to war. Boy, Kennedy is walking down the hall talking to somebody. And he said, what do you think the immediate consequences of my retirement will be? The other guy don't even hesitate. A lifetime bad ban from the Red Hen restaurant. With that, this is for all the politicians out there.
I hear you whispering the words to melt everyone.
My, my, my. That song says a lot of things about a lot of people. This is real. Let's get real or forget about it. Okay. And I got a little thing in a July 9th issue of the Weekly Standard. And you're going to love this little ditty. And it's kind of like, it's almost as good as that joke I told you about just a couple minutes ago. This is from the President and CEO, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a little ditty letter. Find out more. Visit our website. The title of this letter is what got me. Putting the civil, that's in quotations, back into civil society. My first thought was, good luck. My second thought was, tell that to Antifa. And maybe we need to get that same sort of message across to the idiots that supposedly are given the responsibility to see to it that the citizens of the United States are safe from terrorist groups. Oh, yeah, Antifa, you're a terrorist group. Been designated complete. You're the one that does the attacking, according to all the videos going around online. Your stuff's in the toilet. And then there's an article that I cut all apart. Took that mother to took that mother to the limit, and I sliced and diced it up pretty good. But I'm not gonna read all that shit. I got too much of my own notes to cover. And here's the title, and this is supposed to be a comment, and it is, a relevant heavy hitter. Want to defend civil liberties? You know, constitutional rights and that sort of shit. Well, don't look to the ACLU. They've been putting politics over principle for decades. The problem for the ACLU is not just that this latest controversy has undermined its reputation for being principled. Okay, that's not just the problem. The problem is that they came out and said it. You know, they'll defend Nazis, but won't speak up when your First Amendment rights are screwed with. They do not and will not take up that battle. And then the ACLU has been criticized heavy for its support of Citizens United. Boy. And, you know, that's where corporations get to throw all the money they want at whatever they want to get. Christian Legal Group has been labeled a hate group by guess who? That cozy little stink tank called Southern Poverty Law Center. Yes, you are a stink tank. Fascist, socialist, communist nasties that ought to be removed from our land, in my opinion. That's just me, though. American Civil Liberties Union is defending its honored reputation as the arbiter of what is considered acceptable free speech. Ooh, acceptable. Who makes that decision? Y'all, Southern Poverty Law Center, we know what they think of it. Even as it's pointed out that they no longer defend the civil liberties of people far more respectable than Nazis. Woo! My, my, my. Talk about burning the church down. Okay, that's it for right now. Now, I got one at the end of the show that I am going to elucidate upon. And it's a funky monkey on its own. But now that we've had one little giggle after another, let's hit on another one. Remember I said first a giggle, then we're going to war? For real. And this is sort of a combination of timeline and history. What we're dealing with here will become self-evident. It should already be from my posts, right? Your identification. And we supposedly have a large load of investigative reporters. I want you to make sure that they're. I want to know if they got skid marks in their underwear, what brand they're wearing, whether or not their wives pick their ties. You know, little things of that nature. This started this the mess we're in today. Okay, and what it points to. It's this started during the First World War. Contractors got a very real taste of industrial expansion and riches. Woohoo! Money just rolled in by the truckload. And I mean that quite literally, by the truckload. In some cases that I know of, they actually had to get, and I don't mean armored cars, I'm talking about freight trucks. World War I outstripped the Great Industrial Revolution in wealth and power concentration. Look it up. I did some heavy research over a period of about 3 or 4 days to come up with all this. Pay attention. There's names, dates, places. World War I from July 28, 1914 to November 11, 1918. That don't seem like too long. 4 years? Then, following that, you got the Roaring Twenties. See, 1918 is when the war supposedly ended. It gives a couple of years and the 20s started taking off. The Roaring Twenties were an explosive economic time in every part of the world and all types of businesses. Then we got another hit. The 10 years of the Great Depression from 29 to 39 was global and historical. And part of the reason we had the Great Crash is two, there's two of them actually. Part of the reasons that we had the Great Crash. One and two, it's called banks. Now, the word bank is a four-letter word. Bear that in mind. As the world clawed its way back toward normal, the Second Great War started. That's the years of the Great Depression, 29 to 39. World War II, from 1939 to 1945, 6 years. Many hoped and prayed for peace. But in 1950, the Korean War started. Now, we considered that a police action. That's where that term comes from. not a war. It's police action. There is a difference. So, you know, that's another one you might want to look up. And then, to continue on down the road, the Korean War, June 1950 to July 1953. That's the term of period. You need to understand these times. You also need to pay attention to what I'm going to do because I'm going to play shift gears or switch gears. The next battlefield started about 54 in Vietnam. Vietnam War from 1954 to 1975. Now, here's the deal. I put a couple of lists up, and you can check this is part of the public record. You can check what I'm about to tell you. It's very simple. If suppliers, all those people involved in the war effort, okay, major suppliers, are researched, you will find a common thread in all the wars. Think about that very carefully. Switch gears or part two. Ever hear the Communist Manifesto? Yeah, we switched gears big time. Lenin, Marx, Stalin authorized the publishing of a roadmap in the 20s through the Kremlin. Yeah, you heard me. The Kremlin come out. The Kremlin had the audacity and guts to print it in the 1920s now. If researched, there are many open questions by oligarchs that feed right into all of this. It all hooks together. The war has allowed for wealth and the power of wealth to be exercised to the oligarchs' advantage. Everybody knows a lot of this stuff, but you know how to put together, I don't think. Just after World War II, a memo was circulated that stipulated that the only way to maintain financial control was to destroy the family unit. Guess what? The oligarchs agreed and signed on to the action. This was the beginning of financial tyranny. Didn't see it coming. And remember, I told you the Grinch is sneaking up, and it might have creeped in unnoticed. You know how it works. Bring home the groceries and end up with cockroaches. You know how that works. Come on now. Most know this as the working class. That's who gets screwed usually. Well, we're going to take this to the next level. Even those in what used to be the middle class now find that the middle class is only a pass through from working class to upper middle class, or those ready to be rich. Okay? That's the basic structure. I throw structure in along with what I'm stipulating, and any part of this you want to look up, feel free, because it's out there. In the late 40s, from 46 or 47 on, suddenly it took two incomes to maintain the old standard of living. Think about that very carefully. Look it up. It's, as I said, it's part of the public record. And this outing is the beginning of a portion of things known as disclosure. Now, we'll get into other portions of this on next shows. I might even have a show before then if everything comes breaking loose. But remember that thing. In the late 40s, 46, 47 on, it takes two incomes. That means two adults got to work so that you can have the decent meals that you used to and maintain your place of residence and all that good stuff. This was noticed whenever a national union got a raise and the cost of everything went up. That was the first way it was noticed. When Social Security got a raise, the same thing. This was and is standard practice of the controllers even today, or especially today. Have you noticed? And I'll hit this one. If we got a glut of oil, here we go again, the freaking price is going up. Yeah, right. If that ain't price fixing, an illegal use of a multiple-headed snake, okay, different corporations, different places, all vying for the same thing. Money, money, money. You've heard that song. Did you notice it always goes up around the holiday? Used to really be all this time it started going up well before the holiday. And then it really got going. Now, how is it that supply and demand doesn't play any part in this? Well, we'll get to that, too. Here we go. Switch gears, or part three. Get ready for surprises. And you like surprises, I would imagine, if they're good ones. You don't know what nobody likes a rattlesnake in their mailbox. That just don't work too well for anybody's general even character. It sort of tends to warp things out of shape. Everything anyone knows about finance is about to undergo the most dramatic change in world history. I'm going to read that again because you need to bear this in mind, and I'm not playing. Everything anyone knows about finance is about to undergo the most dramatic change in world history. None of this, what's about to come, ain't never been done before in the history of our mankind. Now, just so you'll know, there's been other great civilizations, some of whom were more advanced than us in many ways, or happened to accidentally fall over something, or E.T. put a little bug in your ear and says, "You can do it like this. That's just a little whiz-banger and just go to it." Oh, okay. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But there are evidences that cannot be denied of at least two major, and I'm talking global, societies, civilizations, whatever you want to call it. And you might want to look it up. You might want to pay attention. Here we go. Efforts are underway to cut off the central banking system at its knees. Now, a lot of people don't understand what all is going to take place, but this includes the World Bank, Bank of International Finance, the International Monetary Fund, Bank of International Settlements, and all of any of the central banking system affiliates or owners. Rothschild's got some. He's got hellhounds on his heel. Local and state banks may be closed for up to 10 days. That includes 3 days to stop, 3 days to reset, 3 days to restart. It's no big deal. I've talked about this before on these shows, and a lot of people missed it. Now you got it. Now, the neat part about all of this is that I have validated it for the very first time. It's not rumor from what I hear, and I could be being played like a mushroom, kept in the dark and fed BS. I don't know. We'll find out. The social parts, that's, you know, or life parts, figure into this at a critical level. Now, think about the society in general. The decisions on the political philosophies have changed from differential opinion into actions that are unacceptable from any side. Direct plans to curtail acting out to downright attacks will no longer be allowed or tolerated. This specifically includes any and all groups looking to incite, initiate, or cause political divisions to become riotous or affect any form of civil war. That's a quote. That last part, those last two comments are a quote from the Department of Defense. It's unofficial. That all these things may come out, but he might want to consider that. Now, that means I got to be careful in what I do and the manner in which I undertake anything. I hope that sinks into some of these people and some of the naysayers and some of these people that have been hearing this opium for forever. Well, this is not opium. And it's not a good sign for the bad guys, believe me. Shift gears for part four. The Savage Renegade has been sneaking up on everyone for close to 100 years. Now, this Savage Renegade are the buttwipes that think that they know better how to think than we do. They know better what we need than we do. And they have been going about putting it all together. What does that do for you? Oh, yeah. You've heard me talk about commercials, hidden persuaders, and if you ain't like this, you ain't hitting on nothing. And they never do like that up here in the woods. There's a reason for that. All superfluous BS doesn't mean anything, and it has no value. Think about that very carefully. The values that I was aware of and learned when I was a kid back in the 50s are prevalent, prominent, and expected up here. Okay. Now, 100 years. The Savage Renegade has been sneaking up on everyone for close to 100 years. Well, this is 18. This is 2018. Make it 1918. Is that when it started? That's just when it was discovered to have started. It began when those in power found that small changes would have extraordinary effects. Over the years preceding the Great Push, there were minor and subtle experiments to see what the depth or impacts might be. These were the first adjustments in sociological structure or people's manner of living. First time it had ever been tried. They never went to this extent before. That's when TV found subliminal cuts worked, among other things. Yeah, they were kind of clunky, but they worked. Now, the amazing results were felt after their initiation in 1946 through 48. And it really got going good in the 50s. Suddenly, all of what was required to be a social success was as prolific as flowers in spring. Starting around 1950, advertising exploded and kicked off one of the greatest commodity consumptions of all time. And I mean that literally. It was greater than what happened during the Industrial Revolution by several times over. And I'm talking washers and dryers and houses and cars and what you wear and all that. Okay. Kicked off one of the greatest commodity consumptions of all time. In addition, I remember we're in the 1950s. In addition, the Korean War boosted the needs of production through military consumption. Ooh, got to keep them boys fed. That's a lot of beans, but we got to have them. You need to grow an extra field. Okay. Now, the premium was this. There's a movie called East of Eden. Talks about this. Exactly what happens when we went into war. Very simply, price of beans went from 3 to 5 cents a pound to 10 cents and above. Almost immediately, overnight to 10 cents. Woo. Don't sound like much, but back in that day, in those days, it was a lot. World War II awakened the military and the industrial sides to the fact that when combined, their power was multiplied. Guess what? This is the birth of the military-industrial complex. And everybody knows what that is. At least you think you do. Anybody done any research on those lists I provided? Might want to consider doing that if you really want to know what's going on. Now, many are not aware of a second birth where the basis of the direction of thought and emotion could be co-joined into the afterbirth of mind control through psychological adjustment and manipulation. This was the birth of psyops or psychological operations. Ooh, both at about the same time. You know, what's an average podunk who never heard of any of these sciences supposed to do? These guys got a 10, 15-year leg up, 20-year maybe. These controllers couldn't just come out suddenly and declare, and now to suit our great computer, your magnetic ink. That's from 1969 by the Moody Blues. There had to be great stealth and subtlety employed over a wide range of areas in order to affect all at every level. You got to sneak up on them like I'm talking about. Just exactly that. This could not be just indoctrination, but had to inspire questions of the validity of the basis of all beliefs. Think about that. Mid to late 50s, early 60s, tune in, turn on, and drop out. We're no longer a part of the society that birthed us. We no longer are going to participate. Boy, oh boy. The formula included being told how you should be and adjustments to what you based your beliefs on. All of a sudden, church attendance went way down. None of the youngsters or young adults went. They had prayed and not got results, and that was enough for them to figure that there was something funky going on that they couldn't figure out. And I'm not talking about the sexual revolution that was playing out in the church either, or any of the churches. I'm talking about basically results, simple, straight up. Now, here's the neat part. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Oh boy, want to bet? If you salt the dog food, he will drink. Now, a picture's worth a thousand words. You see it, and you see how it is, and you see how nice it can be in terms of actually seeing a picture of people doing this. Showing where you are supposed to be. Ooh, what you're supposed to have and causing you to want it all is the new trick. Think about corporatism and a few other things. I must applaud the workers, scientists, technicians, experts at Google for telling Google No, that was excellent. We're not going to play military kill games. I love it. Call of Duty is artificial only. It does not really shoot people. Okay, here we go. It's going to get into the depth. The ideals of socialism are very compatible when people demand it and are forced to comply. Ooh, socialism turned into fascism? Well, I didn't notice that. Sure you did. You saw the riots. Socialism and collectivism, and there's a couple of experts out there in that area, our sewer systems and our road network. These are especially found where only the federal government can afford it. Think about that very carefully. That means the developer, when he has his sewer lines put in, he doesn't do that. Federal government does it. So, what is the best way to incorporate undesirable ideology into a general populace? Well, that's very easy. Start at the beginning. Simply overload the whole of all education with the basic ideas. Ooh, higher education has been loaded and is still loading up on educators who are wholeheartedly embrace socialism. Think about that. They wholeheartedly embrace socialism. Ask them and they'll tell you. The students are then subject to philosophical nudges directed by their instructors. So you have that and you have this. A true education is a combination of the classic textbook, and socialization that requires comparing ideas. People talk to each other. You've heard about them snowflake safe zones? Yeah, right. Well, somebody said that they were unconstitutional. Oh, my goodness. Does that mean nobody can talk to anybody? I mean, good Lord. What happens if your texting don't work? Think about that. The other problem has been attended to by general public systems abiding by, abetting, and promoting political correctness through policy administration. Public schools. Textbooks all lean in this direction. They have changed them all. Then you got this. Several leaders, and I'm using that word loosely, both pro and against freedom, found that children could be easily taught and have been implementing their programs since Hitler's youth. That's the little brown shirts. Now, what you got to understand about this is think of Hitler doing this in 1928 on Hitler and or his minions. My goodness gracious, that's like 90 years. Well, now, let's shift gears one more time, better known as part five. President Woodrow Wilson, this is a quote from him. Since I entered politics, I've chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the U.S. in the field of commerce and manufacturing are afraid of somebody, are afraid of something. Think about this very carefully. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Now, this above their breath is the whisper. Guess when this happened? 1913. Ooh. So this means that this started before World War I and the turn of the century. Okay, here you go. Industrial Revolution period ran from about 1760 to 1840, approximately. that was when certain rulings on the Supreme Court and a few other things were adjusted to the needs of the oligarchs. It was the oligarchs of this period who found that their economic power could be used to their advantage. Exactly. All right, you can take notes or you can re-listen to this. Their names are Rockefeller, Carnegie, Nicholas II, that's in Russia, Vanderbilt, Osman Ali, that's India, Mellon, Ford, the super rich, Banks and Banks bankers, Jay Cook, a private investment bank, currency brokers, Prime, Ward, King, and Thayer became private banks. Ooh. 1933 New Deal separated investment from commercial banking. Glass-Steagall Act. No longer in effect in the late 90s. Opened the door. Remember that humongous bailout? OAIG is too big to fail. Want to bet? How stupid is that? Well, we're going to let you live. These oligarchs had a network of suppliers for everything from raw materials and eventually finished components. You got to remember this. A network of suppliers. People. 1920s. Now listen to this. 1920s. Rockefeller, $340 billion. Kennedy, $400 billion. Ponzi. And there's, $85 million. $54 billion. Mellon, $50 billion. Families of the 1920s, Rockefeller, Astor, DuPont, Guggenheim, and Vanderbilt. These are people that had so much money they didn't know what to do. Rockefeller tried to buy West Virginia and they wouldn't sell to him. He didn't appreciate that, so he ran around here as using this place as his play toy, his playground. Did anything he wanted to do, him and his parties. Other than Rothschild. Most families and individuals are decent and act right in general. Those who are invisible, the helpers of those oligarchs, between the ancestry of both these groups is where the problem is. They didn't get what they felt was their fair cut of the pie, their fair share. So they decided that they would figure out how to take it using the same methodia used by these people to take charge. Used to be everyone whispered about the cabal. Man, there's much of that. Not anymore. Radical voices, reports, and media have exposed them in a dramatic fashion. The outings have not stopped their active agenda. Think about that very carefully. These insidious monsters don't even act like cockroaches by running when the light goes on. Think about that very carefully. And what is it that has transpired since then? Oh, a lot of things. What is their designation for you to be? Well, a long haul that you're not really willing to take, but it's going to be there anyway. You have a lot of problems, okay? A lot of that is going to have to go past your physical being. Now, I want you to consider this, and consider it well. Listen up.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You understand that? That's what the CEO of what was that? Department of Commerce, I believe. He says he's got to put civility back in it. And guess what? That probably is going to be a serious ticklish situation because they're going to have to decide. That's what's going on right now. which way to go. And you need to embrace the ideology in this particular song that I'm going to play right now, that it covers what I'm talking about to an extent. Listen up.
Thank you.
not many people that I know of have heard of alien spaceships energize, either landing or taking off. I have, and that was, that last bit of sound was pretty much what it sounds like. Only it's, let's see here, something that sounds like it is penetrating and that it is inside your head rather than an actual sound. Now, let's shift gears for part six. We're going to get to the brass tacks of it right here. Don't think for a minute that any of all the nasty things are not pre-planned and intentional. If anybody thinks it's just a coincidence or just this or that, forget you. No. You cannot have the numbers of coincidences involved in these things without having a plan being exercised. Now, say it again. Don't think for a minute that any of all the nasty things are not pre-planned and intentional. Coincidence plays no part in any of this. There isn't any. It doesn't work that way. The probability goes so high that they don't have numbers that big. Some have caught on to their game. There's a lot of people out there that are waking up, and rapidly. A lot of people are leaving the Democratic Party because they feel that it's socialist, and they don't like the idea. They want their freedom. They don't want somebody saying you can't own property, you can't have this, you can't have that, and you can only make so much, and all this other happy stuff that socialism brings. So, not all, many have caught on to their game. There is no coincidence that practice drills, and it, practice drills? Yeah, right. What kind of practice drills? Well, every time you find a bombing or a shooting, that's the practice drill, are always at or near mass shootings, bombings, or that selected individuals are targeted. No coincidence to this. Now, there was an article that I just couldn't believe they come up with it. School shooting contagion. Well, you got a problem with that. It ain't just kids. Think about this very carefully. But pre-programmed individuals inciting this stuff, it is all just as planned. Now, you begin to get the picture as to what kind of funky monkeys we're dealing with. Now, the communists got one thing right. Freedom comes from the barrel of a gun. That's communist. Well, is it? What does it take to free us from the problems we got? How insidiously all-pervasive and all-inclusive is it? It includes everybody. Why do you think you can't get a raise? Because they don't want to give you none of their money. It's real simple. It's not complicated. The rich are rich because they don't play with their money. It's not given away, ever. Think about that. Now, here we go. This feeds into something that controversy of the week. This is from the week. Politics, liberal anger, and the new incivility? Really? unbelievable. Number one, liberal? I question that. Try fascist, as in Nazi and Antifa attacks. Hitler went around with groups of his people, mobs, and attacked the opposition. Went in and just cut and busted heads. She shot a few of them the whole nine yards. Well, in a free country, we supposedly have counterbalances and checks and stoppers, people that are supposed to stop this stuff. Here's the fun and games. You think Grim Reaper is a bad boy? Well, the grim part of this is law enforcement doing nothing. Yeah, that's right. You heard me, law enforcement. Either pick it up, take it up, or get out of the way. Now, for the individual, if you are not armed, you best get that way if you want to survive this. if it gets out of hand and you got a mob and they're thinking they're going to come through your front door, you blow a few of them back out the door, they won't come in. It's been proven time and again. Now, back to this. The grim part of this is law enforcement doing nothing, okay? That includes the feds. Hello, guys. DOD says they're not going to put up with that crap. Well, I haven't seen any federal troops rounding these mothers up. DOD, either you got a bad case of lying to everybody saying that sort of crap, or, and I'm saying or, your response time sucks. You miss it by whole days, maybe even weeks. So, an individual, if you are not armed, you best get that way. If you want to survive, I just gave you a scenario. Number two, liberal anger. Still pissed that the constitutional protections worked and Hillary lost. Aw, poor little whoopsie-whoopsie. Ism snowflake melting. Well, I tell you what, if it was up to me, I'd crank the heat. I want to see what kind of puddle you make when you actually run up against somebody that really don't give a shit about your well-being because you don't care about ours. Think about that very carefully. Think about that person being armed. And a shotgun, 12 gauge, does great. And yes, most little old ladies can handle it. Trying to have any form of discussion, and this has been tried several times, civil or otherwise, is like talking to a brick wall. So how are you going to reinvent civility and supposedly in a supposedly civilized country if you can't even talk about it? That's where these limitations of free speech areas come in to play. Now you begin to get the picture as to what happened with the higher education entities. Trying to have a form of discussion, civil or otherwise, is like talking to a brick wall. And here's the kicker. The riots demonstrated the lack of any form of civility. Oh, boy. There are a lot of things that people just don't get. There are a lot of things that people are not exposed to. And I'm going to tell you this again. President Woodrow Wilson, since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the U.S. in the field of commerce and manufacturing are afraid of somebody, are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere. They can't find it. So organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. That's the whisper. Well, how much of a whisper can anybody stand? All right. Here's incivility. You remember what happened to the to a certain person who went to eat at a restaurant? Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, Trump advisor Stephen Miller were hounded out of different Mexican restaurants by protesters furious over family separation policy. I understand being upset about that, and it's being rectified as fast as it can, and it is not a simple, easy thing. You got thousands of people to deal with. The owner of Red Hen Restaurant in Virginia refused to serve White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and asked her to leave the premises because of moral objection to Trump's administrative policies on immigration and LGBT issues. I didn't hear him say that he didn't go with that. Well, this is outright discrimination of the kind liberals claim to oppose. That's the Washington Examiner in an editorial. Most on the left applauded these acts of bigotry, with Democratic Representative Maxine Waters even calling for mobs to arrest Trump cabinet officials in all public places and tell them they are not welcome anymore, anywhere. And the revved up left's view, new incivility, you are your politics. That's identity politics, straight up, in fascist form. Now, I understand that security details have been dispatched to make sure that these people don't have problems. I would suggest people be very careful about playing this game too far. The hypocrisy here, everybody knows what hypocrisy is, is all on the right, said Jonathan Chait at NewYorkMag.com. If Christian bakers can refuse to bake cakes for same-sex weddings because they're disgusted at the thought of gay people getting married, why can't restaurants deny their delightful creations to people who work for an authoritarian, racist presidency? That's a question. There is a difference. There is something surreal about being lectured on civility by the party of Donald Trump. You might want to pay attention. And that's Waldman, Washington Post, again. Trump has built his political brand with a racist crusade built on the lie that President Obama was born in Africa. Well, hey, dude, Dingleberry, you didn't do no due diligence because he was born in Africa, like it or not. And you can stick that, you can stick your attitude where the sun don't shine. He encouraged his supporters to commit acts of violence. Horse hockey did not against protesters at his rallies. No, he didn't. He told people, you are allowed to defend yourself if attacked. He didn't say go out and attack people. Tweeting nasty, puerile jibes at Democrats, athletes, celebrities who displeased him? No. These are butt wipes that are part of the Antifa efforts. Yet Sarah Sanders gets politely asked to leave one restaurant, and suddenly it's liberals who are plumbing the depths of incivility. That happened when the dink that we're talking about politely, no, that's a quote, and followed and started following her around horse hockey. Well, maybe it's time that they get kneecapped. That'd stop them from following her. We're not living through a crisis of manners, said Goldberg at New York Times. No, we're living through a crisis of democracy. That's right, and you're causing a crisis. Asswipes like you think that the Constitution is buttwipe. Yeah, well, guess what? Like burning a flag. If I'm wearing one, you try and set it on fire and watch what happens to you. Self-appointed civility police should remember that the current occupant of the Oval Office, installed with the help of a hostile foreign power, horse hockey, is using his presidency to demonize immigrants, sabotage U.S. healthcare system. No. The Obamacare system. It's Obama's alone, Pelosi and Obama. Alienate our allies overseas. Oh, they've been screwing us for years, and we finally decided that enough is enough. And pander to his supporters' deep well of resentment. Yeah, I am resentful. You better believe I am. I'm on fire with that shit. I don't think you guys ought to be drawing breath and using up my oxygen, if you want the truth. Figures like Nielsen, Miller, and Sanders are actually abetting this dangerous, degrading presidency and fully deserve the sort of public opprobrium due members of any other white nationalist organization. No. It's not a white nationalist organization, you dink. You've screwed up again. KKK was turned away. White supremacists were turned away. Truly, those are terrifying times for America, said Charles Pearson, Esquire. If you're being civil, you're not paying attention. Think about that very carefully. That means incivility or the nastiness of mob rule is what supposedly this is all about. the liberals can do it, but shame on a conservative who decides to fight back. What I liked was the NFI's problem with the people that were peacefully protesting. They decided to jump on them and found out that a lot of these people are ex-military, spec ops, you know, like Navy SEALs. And when you jump on them, they have a tendency to knock you out, which happened all over the place. Oh, yeah. And the police are not going to prefer any charges. The guy hits the guy with some kind of stick. I don't know if it was metal or what, but he hits him about three times, and the guy blocks it with his arm. Then he pops him right hand. And the guy just falls over like a sack of potatoes. Here it is. What liberals don't understand, said Wall Street Journal in an editorial, is their contempt for Trump supporters might end up reelecting him. You got it. And all of the funky things that they're coming up with, let's do away with ICE. No borders. Well, then he's going to fly. Why? Well, a lot of people have a fence around their own personal property, their yard. You go ahead invading that mother and watch and see what happens to you. They'll call the police, but if the police don't do nothing, they will. In 2016, Trump won the votes of 63 million Americans, six of being sneered at and marginalized by the left. Yeah, that's right. Pelosi, you think we're all nasty? Oh, and we're undesirables and funky monkeys. Heading into the next elections, do liberals really want to hand him the campaign message? Now you're so deplorable, they won't serve you in their restaurants? Think about that one very closely. Trump's election, unfortunately, has opened a Pandora's box of righteous partisan rage, said Jonathan Last at weeklystandard.com. That's what I'm reading from. Or no, I'm reading from the week, excuse me. let's hope our national institutions prove strong enough to stop incivility from escalating into violence. You're a bit late. How many violent attacks has Antifa perpetrated against people who were doing nothing but having a rally and a march? Peaceful. but right now, it looks like this business will get out of control. Well, I hate to tell everybody this, but it already has. It is already way out of control. Boy. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. You guys need to pay attention to what this is. And if you haven't seen the movie Hell or High Water, I suggest you look it up. Go rent it or whatever it takes, but listen to the theme song for that movie. It's real, and this ain't a game. This guy went out among the people and got the verses that he sings so greatly with a decent band he's got. Daddy's old LGO. I mentioned something. It's called the school shooting contagion. And I said, just as planned. How do shootings catch on? Well, there's a bit of thought about that. When did this thing start? Does mental health play a role? No. Oh, yeah, you hear me. Are males more susceptible? Nah. Does the media bear any responsibility? Yes. What can be done to stop it? Nothing. And I'll explain why. Anybody ever hear of MK Ultra? Oh, psychological operations that involve the use of mind-altering drugs? What happens if somebody does not realize that they are a part of a program that supposedly don't exist? Lion sacks. Fun and games. Then you got the cruelty at the border, detaining migrants indefinitely. No, that's horse hockey. In the Philadelphia Inquirer, you got a lot to learn. Obviously, you want to slant this your way. Don't work that way. They don't detain them indefinitely, and it should be expedited. They should send them back immediately. Oh, how? I would suggest military flights. Now, you got the perils of high-tech policing. This is from the New York Times, of all places. Breakthroughs in policing technology are slow, chiseling away at our civil rights and liberties. So, what do you do about that? The Supreme Court took a small step to halt that erosion last week, ruling that before government can seize more than 6 days of your cell phone location history, it must have probable cause to show you did something wrong and a warrant. Remember that. Yet this narrow judgment should give you little comfort. The use of surveillance and tracking technology by law enforcement agencies is expanding at a head-spinning pace, and the courts can't keep up with the pace of change. Therefore, a blanket ruling of no, you don't, not without a warrant. You know, it's just, it's real simple. You got the male and female both. And she looks at the boy and says, no, not without a washer. Well, that's what the that's what the warrant is. Lawmakers, hello, Mr. Do-Nothing seat warmers. Lawmakers urgently need to regulate this brave new world of policing because the technology is getting away from us fast. Yes, they need to regulate. You better believe they do. They need to do so in a no uncertain terms manner, something that nobody can ignore. Turkey, empowering an autocrat. Too much empowering. Way too much. Now, you got immigration. I'm going to hit on this hard. You guys ain't going to like this, or some people ain't going to like this. The answer is simple. Stop them in Mexico. Why do I say that? Because Mexico has to officially recognize their passage as a sovereign state. Whenever you are seeking asylum, you have to apply at the first sovereign state you come to. Mexico, welcome to the immigration crisis. You get to deal with it. You get to feed them, house them, take care of it. And they're trying to say that they're not criminals. Well, yeah, well, it depends on it depends on whether or not these people are taken care of. If they're not taken care of, they're going to do whatever it takes to eat. That's just how it is. There's 300,000 last year. That's a low, supposedly. Central Americans, mostly, claim asylum status in U.S. Mexico and elsewhere, many of them fleeing gang violence. Well, that's all well and good, and I understand that. I understand wanting to have a safe place. Well, maybe Mexico needs to, with a new president, step up its policing to the extent where you get rid of, if you have an online assault with tanks and a whole nine yards, push the cartels right out in the ocean. Tell them to swim back to the butthole they crawled out of. Zero policy may have been a fiasco, Rich Lowry, New York Post, but Democrats are just as extreme. My. Not the family separations at the border or traumatized childhood being detained in criminal cages. Ooh, it's all a hoax, great big hoax. Obama did it. We didn't. The people that are in prior now didn't. Those cruelties are all too real. What's fake is President Trump's claim that the country is being infested. Well, maybe. Maybe not. Do you think it's fake? Really? How about all the shootings and deaths associated with people that have decided to come here illegally? Hello? Democrats are just as extreme. They're having a perpetual rolling amnesty. Oh, really? Liberals are now condemning the very idea of detaining anyone across the border illegally. Instead, they want to go back to catch and release, in which migrants are released into the country pending a court date, many of whom never return. Now, you've heard a lot about certain things for the left. These are the socialists and fascists. For the left, the true enemy is enforcement of any immigration laws. Hey, you don't like the place, move to Mexico. Go to Canada. Canada's getting loaded up. The question is what to do about the millions of people already living in the U.S. illegally. Well, workable compromise? There isn't any. What needs to be done is very simple. This has turned into a racist outlook by, and everybody might want to look at this real close. Trump, let's see here, among kids under 10, there are now more children of color than children who are white. Strip away all the rationales for restricting immigration and you get white extinction anxiety. Trump is beloved by his base in part because he is unapologetically defending whiteness from anything that threatens it. Horse hockey. You don't know that man very well. that man has a whole lot more immigration people working in his companies than any of the other large companies. Any of them. Democrats dismiss this anxiety at their own peril, said Andrew Sullivan of New York Magnet. Like it or not, a large number of Americans feel like strangers in their own land. Now, he used the word white again. Oh boy. You need to go down to the hood, spend some time, learn what's going on. It's undeniable that a new wave of migrants is coming from Central America, overwhelming a system already bogged down with an existing backlog of more than 300,000 asylum cases. The wall may never be completed. I think it will be. And it may not even work, but approving it will be the only way to reassure our critical mass of Americans that mass migration is under control. Until that happens, we get nowhere. And that's pretty, you know. Then Trump mentioned something in his speech, one of his more recent speeches. Space Force. Is it needed? No. It's already there. He didn't get the briefing. Oops. Now, what do you do about that? What do you do with that? There are miles of things that can be taken up and used for support of an agenda that has no validity. Think about that very carefully. No validity. The reason is simple. Now, you got a real problem in New York City. Joseph Crowley, the number four Democrat in the House, suffered a stunning primary defeat this week to a political newcomer, 28-year-old activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, the problem is she's an admitted member of the Democratic Socialists of America. That's the Nazi Party, in case somebody don't know that. Ran unapologetically progressive campaign. Campaigned aggressively in her solid blue minority district, which includes parts of Queens and Bronx, advocating Medicare for all. Now, remember the promises. Remember these and hold them to it. Remember that these people cannot deliver on this. Remember that very, very carefully, because these things are not within her power realm. Advocating Medicare for all. Oh, really? How about get your ass out of something that you ain't paid into? Free public college education. Oh, really? I would assume then that she's uber rich and is going to pay for all this. Gun control. Well, the only gun control I'm familiar with is hitting what you aim at. And an end to corporate money in politics. Really? My. Citizens United, you're going to single-handedly turn that over. This I got to see. I want to see how badly the failings mount, because there's not anything anybody can really do to rectify something that nobody is willing to address. I mean... we have a situation that is very simple. It's got critical, and I have a choice to make. Either I hear from somebody that is in a position to know, and I'll ask my contacts and see what I can find out. Whether or not DOD and the federal government is going to take action anytime in my lifetime. We're going to find out. As soon as I find out, I'm going to try to get as much of it as I can in writing. This way we will be in a position to know what needs to be done. Now, I played several songs, and one of them that I really like, is something that people have decided that they don't want to be a part of anymore. It's something that is future, but is also apropos. Listen to this song.
So you think you've found a way of living that prevents you losing any sleep? Well, my friend, take this that I'm giving. It's your peace of mind you want to keep. Run into trouble for sure by living behind a locked door. Will you run?
the question. Make sure I've got most all of them. A lot of gifts and fun and games. Kimmy has it ready if needed. Well, supposedly it is. I've got a bunch of people chomping at the bit wanting to I don't even remember who's actually met Drake. Several of the people that I deal with, Eileen. Clearwater Revival, huh? ETA schedule for events. A full disclosure on that. Okay. No one outside the specific opera will know what's going on, okay? Blind faith is the best way to go. It ain't blind faith. It's just that I'm not going to screw it up by outing things. And there's some stuff from Jutel. And there's nothing that's okay. And I'm ready to launch the revolution. If that fits, wear it. Notice, revenue growth, 2016. Yeah, uh-huh. Largest companies. And I... also listed America's largest private corporations. From those two lists, you can identify the cabal. Believe it or not, yes, real. I'm not playing with you. I said this before, but a lot of people miss. Oh, boy, here we go, the RB alert. Where we go one, we go all? Well, not very much good info in all that, just so you'll know, okay? What is correct? Well, what is correct, Henry, is what will happen at the point of implementation. I've covered it on this show. Seems like trading one problem for another. No, it ain't. There's a differential of true freedom involved in this that Galactic Spiral AI reading DNA. Exactly, Tom. What a crock. Well, guess what? It is a crock. It's so full of horse manure that you can smell it coming. Anything is 5G. That's a good idea. Might take a rubber tire and put it over the thing and see if it's fireproof. Oh, boy. Hey, guess what, Pony? Nobody called. How about that? They didn't this time. Cook some sketty and meatballs, huh? Oh, boy. And Eileen sent me a gift. Guy dancing at the grill. Who cares about cell phones? Well, it is not... Joanne, it's not cell phones that are as much a problem as it is shifting this into a really intrusive and penetrating level of radiation. That's where the problem lies. They're going to nuke us all, and they ain't even going to bother blowing something up in order to get there. They're just going to fry us like you'd fry something in a microwave oven. Beginning visits from any new... within the solar system that we are passing through. Yes, we will. Mars and Martian Rainer was a subject that affects lots of planets, North Pole, so yeah, okay. There's a whole bunch. Whoa. Well, what happened to us? Well, not a lot. We're under a lot of protection. Oh, let's see. I think I'm going to have to meet up with y'all on the other side. You are. These tumors are so aggressive, killing my breathing. Haven't slept all week, pretty much. Welcome in. Okay. If you got to go, you got to go. It's not of your doing either. Everybody, a lot of people are praying for her and thinking about her. Decent person and all that. Ah. What changes can we expect after all the major investigations are complete? Some of those investigations ain't gonna get to be completed. The reason being is that while the ongoing investigation is happening, a lot of the intel, in terms of classified information, in documented form, is being given to the people who are supposed to clean up the mess and enforce our Constitution. Think about that, Eileen. I don't care to give two shits for the fixture who just was voted out of office and was in for two terms. I wasn't going around offending any. Yeah, well, get over it. That's a good one. GWEN Towers Exposed. ELF. HARP, Mind Control. And a cooker. Orgone is your friend. This is true. Decker, you've got that right. The fun and games for what is necessary to put everything together is already underway. I've got that from 3-4 different sources already. I'm going to see what I can find out personally from my specific contacts, and I will post it as best I can and what I can on the Facebook page. So everybody needs to listen up. In the meantime, be aware of what I've told you. Rerun this Mojammer if you need to. Think about what the options, opportunities, and the manner in which we need to address this goes. Think about the directions involved. Think about not being able to individually take care of the business needing to be attended to. In the meantime, do what you can. I'm doing all I can. Let's see if we can get her done.